Hi, everyone. Our verses for today are from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. All right, so today is Maundy Thursday, and so we are nearing the end of our Passion Week. And we felt like this was a very important verse for us to recognize, is that the salvation we have is by grace. Right? It is a gift of God. We talked about this earlier in the week as well, but this is something that's really important to emphasize, is that we cannot, of our own doing, save ourselves. It is not a result of works. We cannot earn our way to salvation. It's by grace. It's a gift of God. And the reason that we cannot save ourselves, the reason it cannot be by our works, is that if we could save ourselves, then we wouldn't need God. There would be then room for boasting, as this verse talks about, in the sense that if we could save ourselves, right, if we could do good works, or we could do something, then we could be able to declare at the end of it that, you know what, I am good enough. I am moral enough. I am smart enough. I am accomplished enough. Saving ourselves could not be the answer, because if we could save ourselves, then we would not need God himself. And this is the thing. The main problem that humanity has is this, that the biggest problem we have is that we don't follow God, is that we live as if we don't need God. And so the only way then that we could find salvation is through the grace of God. It had to be given to us as a gift, or else we would be able to boast, depend upon, rely upon ourselves. And we recognize that when we rely upon ourselves, things don't turn out very well. And so God, by his grace, by his love, by his mercy, he has given us this gift of salvation. Through Jesus, he showed us the way to a better way, to the life with God, to a life with God, by grace, by trusting in, through faith in Jesus. What an amazing gift we have received. And as we continue through this Passion Week, as we look ahead to Good Friday, as we recognize and understand the cross of Jesus, let's rejoice that it's not something that we had to do on our own. Or it's not something we can earn on our own. But God loves us so much. He gave us this free gift. Let us thank God for this gift of grace. Jesus, we thank you that you are the one who came to us, because we could not go to you. We could not be ever good enough or moral enough or accomplished enough to be worthy of the kingdom of God. But Jesus, it's by your cross, it's by what you have done, that we now are good enough, that you have accomplished all that we need, and that we have a place in your kingdom by grace. We thank you for this free gift. We rejoice at this love. May we continue to remember all that you've given us, God. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.